It's Monday, September 17th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Responding to a last-minute attempt to derail Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court by Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, Trump's nominee denied a claim that he mistreated a woman while they both were in high school, and 65 women who knew him at that time also have come to his defense, reports WorldNetDaily.com. The New York Times cited two unnamed officials familiar with the matter who said Feinstein has a letter about possible sexual misconduct between Kavanaugh and a woman when they were both in high school. Kavanaugh said in a statement Friday, quote, "I categorically and unequivocally deny this allegation. I did not do this back in high school or at any time," end quote. Senator Feinstein's refusal to share the letter from a California constituent has created tension on the committee, reports The Intercept. You can urge your two senators to confirm President Donald Trump's nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com or call 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Bob Woodward's new book, Fear, Trump in the White House, has been eagerly touted by opponents of the president, but the famed Watergate reporter admitted that while he looked hard for evidence of campaign collusion with Russia, he did not find any, reports WorldNetDaily.com. Listen to the conversation between radio talk show host Hugh Hewitt and Woodward on Friday morning.
Very last question, Bob Woodward. I just want to confirm. At the end of 2 years of writing this book, this intensive effort, you personally had no evidence of collusion or espionage by the president presented to you.
That is correct. You're right. I found none. In this case, the answer is in Russia. It's out